you dealt today.
Today is the 3rd of June, a date marked by the song Ode to Billy Joe. In 1967, it was a number one hit for Bobby Gentry, a singer-songwriter from Chickasaw County, Mississippi. For 2 weeks, Gentry was bigger than the Beatles as her album bumped Sgt. Pepper off the top of the charts. The song has been covered, sampled, and even inspired a film of the same name. Yet it's confounded listeners for decades. Reviewer Meredith Oakes tells us why.
From its opening notes, Ode to Billy Joe transports you to rural Mississippi, to its farming life and church-based communities. It appears idyllic from the outside, but spend a short time in Bobby Gentry's world, and you quickly realize that it's filled with dark secrets.
And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Part of Ode to Billy Joe's enduring power is that the song asks more questions than it answers. There's a suicide in the first verse, and it just gets weirder after that. Why did Billy Joe jump off the bridge? Is the girl who's singing the same girl spotted with Billy Joe on the bridge? What did they throw off the bridge? And how can you eat biscuits at a time like this?
Well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow.
Of course, Ode to Billy Joe's narrative isn't the whole story. What's really compelling is how the characters in the song deal with tragedy, making it idle talk over dinner, burying the secrets behind it, disassociating from its reality.
There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. And drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Bobby Gentry is as mysterious as her Southern Gothic masterpiece. She rarely gave interviews and disappeared from public life in the mid-1970s. Gentry spoke little of her childhood, except to say that she grew up without electricity and didn't have many toys. Perhaps that contributed to the rich imagination that yielded this enigmatic song. On this year's anniversary of Ode to Billy Joe, I'd like to say thank you, Bobby Gentry, for igniting our imaginations and for giving us a gentle lesson in how to live better lives.
I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay.
Reviewer Meredith Oakes is a talk show host and DJ at Sirius XM Radio. She gave us an appreciation of Bobby Gentry's 1967 hit, Ode to Billy Joe.
Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge.